It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 15th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Are you sure there's nothing in your email that would contradict that tax form you're about to sign? Civil liberties advocates are using today's tax return deadline to criticize federal law that doesn't see email as all that private. Documents suggest the Internal Revenue Service believes it doesn't need a warrant to look through email when investigating possible tax cheats. Nathan Fried Wessler is a staff attorney at the ACLU's Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project.
What we're talking about is only what the IRS thinks it has authority to do in its criminal investigations. So it's important to note that that's, you know, a relatively smaller subset. But even so, it appears from all the documents that we reviewed that they provided to us and from their statements that they still claim the authority to read at least some emails without getting a warrant from a judge.
The Electronic Communications Privacy Act was passed in 1986, the pre-World Wide Web era. Critics point to many anomalies in the law, including the way it treats emails stored on remote computers, the so-called cloud, as less private than emails stored on a home computer. But you should know that in 2010, a federal court found that the government does need a court order to look at email in certain cases.
So what the IRS believes today is, I think, a little less clear.
Computer science professor Christopher Clifton is a data privacy expert at Purdue. He says much of this revolves around our expectations of privacy for our email. If we expect something is private, that stands a greater chance of being protected from unreasonable searches by the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. Clifton says, too bad the privacy rules of our email providers aren't a better guide to these expectations.
Many of these are getting quite fuzzy in terms of exactly what is done with what types of data, mainly because they want to be able to develop new services and not have to turn around and say, oh, we can't actually do this new service until everybody's agreed that we're going to treat their old data differently than what we said in our privacy policy. So they want to have a general privacy policy that will cover new services nobody's ever thought of. But as a result, they're somewhat nonspecific.
Some state investigators say the email privacy issue has been overstated and that there's no evidence of pervasive abuse. Some are pushing for email companies to save all emails so that investigators can review them later if need be. And there are the digital environments where privacy expectations are lower, such as social media postings. U.S. News reports that among the new tools the IRS is using, keeping an eye on Facebook and the like. Just what they're looking for on Facebook, the IRS isn't saying.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first on the Internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
Another large mobile phone carrier is now offering prepaid plans. Verizon announced a new $35 per month plan that doesn't require an annual contract and is similar to offerings from smaller companies like Cricket, MetroPCS, and Boost Mobile. New Verizon customers will get 500 minutes and unlimited texting and data. This is for plain cell phones, not smartphones, which still require a yearly contract or paying full price for the device. And today's round of correlation or coincidence, according to Canadian Broadcasting, researchers in Winnipeg found that young adults who text more tend also to be, I guess one could say, shallow. If it's more than 100 texts a day, then you tend to find a person who is more into wealth and image and less interested in leading an ethical life. The research found frequent texters tended to be more bigoted, too. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.